There's no faults, no visual faults and such. The last 50 alarms. Now we're into the speech space report. It's all information. Scrolling on down, which is giving us our engine hours. Standard voltage, loud voltage, with analog digital. Frequency, once again, analog digital. Engine speed, which will replace your way from the right hand. Present cooling temperature, 162 degrees. That's nice and toasty. That's optional equipment, so I remember that. Well, get water pressure, battery voltage, and fuel level, that's optional. That's reduced sometimes, and there's a ton of different, so that's two optional things. And if you keep going, just scroll back to the engine element, right? Just to give you a quick little insight here as far as the shutdowns, which you could probably know. When it gets to give you a warning, 15 PSI shutdown. That's mostly not sure if it's disabled. Cooling temperature high, well, I must have set it down because now we're at 250 degrees in the morning. 235 will shut down. Low set point, 40 degrees out. You're watching it as far as block interference.
It's, you know,
but it's a fairly warm room. So you
if it's in danger of freezing or anything,
your low set point is battery voltage, 24 volts. High set point, 30 volts. Under speed alarm, which is, it'll just be an audible alarm, and it'll trip the common fault, but I've never seen one go under speed at this point in time. Overspeed, which is a shutdown, 2160 RPM, which translates to about 72 hertz. Over voltage, if for some reason it reaches 720 volts, but it doesn't shut down, it's just a non-latching alarm, so it'll give you alarm condition. Under voltage, it goes to 375. And once again, non-latching, this gives you an audible alarm. Over frequency, which translates to overspeed as well, 72 hertz. And I'm not sure it would shut down RPM rather than pull the frequency because this frequency is non-latching, so it warns, but they don't
really shine.
Yeah, it's kind of redundant. Under frequency, if for some reason it goes below 40 hertz, it'll be an audible one and trip the common fault. If you, well, you know, that's optional, that's all disabled. Disabled. And disabled. That's it.
And this is for phase 1, 2, and 3 of
the
right.
Analog, yeah. If we're on a load, we need this. And then here you're going to use phase-to-phase voltage, which would be 600, 600, 600, and of course 60 hertz. It doesn't matter what position you put it in. Of course, you got your audible alarm, your main DC fuse. If you lose this on the screen, basically your fuse is gone. You just replace the fuse. So boot up again.
If you're not to use the emergency stop, is there a reset from that?
Yeah, I'll show it to you right now.
Okay.
So, get rid of that audible alarm. Hopefully, there's a reset on the emergency stop. Just click and reset. Now to get rid of it, you just open the auto off. Back. And it'll stay there. I've never seen someone use the emergency stop like this. So once again, at the night of all, if they acknowledge this, you can silence the alarm, reset that, and of course to clear it, to do a mount condition to reset, and back in the auto or manual if you want to go into manual position. So I just want to, we'll start it up, let it run, and then I'll demonstrate this, where it'll tell you exactly why it shut down, and you can you've seen the screen before, right? It's not concerned about it, isn't it? You guys ready for a little noise?
Sure. Thank you.
case. It shows you the common alarm distress. So we're sending signals to the fire panel now. Also tells you it's not an automatic. So a little resetting it, resetting this alarm, and then clear the fault, off, and then either manual or auto.
Okay.
So that is local wall, make sure these
yeah.
open up?
Yeah,
okay. So. Siemens has it hooked up. Is that all verified, the ventilation system?
Because
I know when we did the test, they didn't have
it. Wasn't there, but that's how it
works. The louvers weren't even here.
Yeah, the outside stayed closed. On none of these
hot air discharge, yeah. Half of the louvers opened up. It all depends on the way they have it set up, right?
Yeah. Is the outside, like, is it not supposed to, are they not supposed to open right away to discharge the rad?
No, what we're doing is we're dumping hot air into the room, raising the ambient temperature of the room.
Oh, okay.
But only half the louvers. See, they could have the whole system open up, or they might have it in different cooling stages. Okay, half of it will open up, and then if they need additional cooling, then the other half opens up. But that all depends how Siemens rigged it up.
Do you think it was coming out the top to heat the room?
You'd have to open up that to really inspect it.
I see. I get a ladder up there to look.
Either one, yes.
Yeah, I wonder. So what do you think should be done here? It
should be all verified.
Verified, but this is...
Like, I know Siemens probably did the thing as far as setting up the panel and everything, but did they actually raise the ambient temperature of the room and see how it operates?
Sure. I wonder if you've got a ladder that can handle the leash up there carefully.
There's one in the...
Oh, then if I take this off, it'll be blowing back through here like crazy. So I really do want to hook up on this phone. Okay.
Well, you can watch the linkage.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, we might want to close that door in order to make it cooler for them in there.
So the thing is these should be closed now because you don't want cold air coming in. You don't want to have to improve them.
Well, that's the insulation chamber on top.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But actually, if
the hot air discharge louver will be closed, that will be open. We're dumping hot air into the room, but it's a true system because we're seeing this open up. So how can it work if you're bringing cold air in and hot air?
You're right.
Yes, it's not working.
I should get a ladder to see what position that's in. Anyway, to verify. You don't have a ladder on the truck, do you?
No, it's got sixes.
Okay.
Can you hear?